This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان المؤمنون لينفروا كافة فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة ليتفقهوا في الدين ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, there is a growing trend in which we see many of our children dropping out from the maktab madrasa. We see youngsters and children dropping out as early as grade 4 and grade 5, thinking that they have acquired enough knowledge to survive for the next 50 to 60 years in terms of their spirituality. There are other parents who are opting for casual madrasa once a week, twice a week, or for private madrasas that offer education for 1 hour a day. And then there are others who have compromised the dini education altogether. And I think we have underestimated the value and the power of maktab in a child's life. The maktab madrasa has been designed to protect and preserve the iman of our children. I want you to think for a moment. Today we are sitting in this masjid as Muslims. We have an understanding about deen. We perform our salah. We are able to read Quran. We understand that the poor have a right in our wealth. And we each have an understanding that we have to perform Hajj once in a lifetime. But all this understanding has come through the efforts of someone else. Our forefathers, our forebears made the effort. They sowed the seeds of iman in us when we were young. And today we are Muslims. Say Alhamdulillah. We are able to carry out the rituals of Islam because of the grounding that we received when we were young. We have Muslims who are doctors. We have Muslims who are lawyers. We have Muslims who are psychologists. We have Muslims who are professionals in their field. But they are Muslims today because of the efforts of their seniors. And they are able to preserve the iman today because of the efforts of their forefathers. Wherever our forefathers went, they took two things along with them. Number one is the masjid. They made sure that the masjid and the house of Allah was up before their own one was. They made sure that the masjid was up and the activities of the masjid, the ta'aleem and the education was up and running before their own home was up and running. And thanks to them, today we are able to recite the kalima, alhamdulillah. And the second thing they took along with them was the curry khichdi. Even today we haven't forgotten this custom. And if we forgo this important duty of ours, if we become lackadaisical in this regard, it's the question of the iman of our children and the generation to come. Within 2 to 3 decades, Islam will be gone from the community and only Muslims will be known by their names and not by practice. So it is our duty now to carry out the same task which our forefathers did for us. For us to preserve the iman of our children and to ensure that they grow up with this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah says in the Quran, وما كان المؤمنون لينفروا كافة. Understand this verse, it's amazing. Allah says, the call is made to God in the path of Allah. The call is made to God in the path of Allah. Allah is saying, it's not wise to send the entire community in the path of Allah when there's no one doing the effort of preserving the foundation of Islam. So Allah goes on to say, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٍ. Every community should depute, every community should choose people who will preserve the pristine deen of Allah in its original form. And لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. Then this chosen group, they should study the deen of Islam and they should become well grounded in the deen of Islam, so that when the community that's out, when they return, they have a source of guidance. SubhanAllah, look at this verse. In every community, you must choose individuals who will be your guide, who will be your leaders, who will have an understanding of deen, that when you are back from wherever you are, in your business or shops, or wherever you may be in your professions, when you return, you have a source of guidance. And this is achieved through the maktab madrasa and the maktab system that we have. That we are able to preserve our identities, that we are able to preserve our iman through the maktab system. SubhanAllah. It is our duty to pass this message, and it is our duty to see that our children are educated in Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. It is a direct responsibility of the father and the parent and the guardian to see that his son and his daughter is educated and saved from the fire of Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, in terms of academic, in terms of education, we are giving them. And may Allah reward you for that. Say Ameen. But we need to see to the spiritual needs of our children also. Their iman lies in the preservation of the maktab system. And it is important that we see that the children finish the entire curriculum. The maktab system offers a comprehensive study of Islam. At the end of the 10 years, a child walks out well educated in terms of his aqidah, his beliefs. He is well educated in terms of the five pillars of Islam. He understands his responsibility in life. He understands his purpose and objective of creation in this world. At the end of the year, at the end of the 10 years, that child understands nikah. He understands talaq. He understands business. He understands inheritance. He understands how to perform salatul janazah. He understands how to fast during the month of Ramadan. He understands how to perform hajj. He understands how to carry out the different tasks of life according to Islam. It's a comprehensive study. I want to ask a question here. How is our children going to combat the challenges of outside if they are not equipped themselves? If a child does not know what is his belief with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he has no understanding of Islam, if he has no understanding of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if he has no connection with his religion, how is he going to combat the challenges outside when he doesn't even know where he stands? If somebody has to throw a curveball at him, if somebody has to introduce a new doctrine, if somebody has to pollute his mind, if somebody has to manipulate him, he will fall. Because he's got no backing, he's got no grounding, he's got nothing to fall on. And so when we educate our children through the maktab system, they are not foreign to these threats outside. They will remember. We learned in madrasa that no matter what happened, we never ever speak ill of the Sahaba. But this will come when they go through the maktab system. they will understand what our beliefs in terms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, in terms of the pious people, what are our beliefs? In terms of the angels, what do we believe? So the maktab system prepares the child for the next 50 to 60 years of his life. How is it fair that the child that only goes for 4 years, till grade 4 and grade 5, to survive for the next 55 to 60 years on such a weak foundation? How is it possible? How is the child going to thrive in terms of his deen? So it is our responsibility that we ensure that our children complete the entire curriculum. It is the best gift a father can give to his son, or his daughter. It's the best gift. Alhamdulillah, our system is so competitive that it has been exported to other countries of the world. The South African standardized way of teaching is exported to countries like Pakistan, where there's no shortage of Darul Ulooms and Ulama. Our system is implemented in international schools. Abroad, many people are using our syllabus. If we become complacent, and if we take the back seat, then we have no one to blame except ourselves. Because we've got the curriculum. We've got everything that the child requires in terms of his spiritual needs. And then if we falter, then we have no one else to blame except ourselves. The maktab system closes the door to bid'ah and innovation. Where are the missionaries working? They are working amongst the rural areas because they see them as soft targets. There's no education there. And so they sow the seeds of bid'ah and innovation in these communities. Wherever there's authentic education being taught, there's no bid'ah there. And alhamdulillah, South Africa, we are very fortunate. There is bid'ah taking place, but not at such a large scale as we find it in other places of the world, in other places in the country also. That's because the ta'aleem system, the maktab system, is so strong that we are educating our children with regards to right and wrong, halal and haram. We have a comprehensive syllabus, mashallah. Another thing we need to understand, brothers, many of us migrate out of our actual place of residence for greener pastures. Our rosy pull us to different destinations of the world. Alhamdulillah, Indonesia is a perfect setup. We've got 30 plus masajid and many more still coming. We've got Darul Ulooms, we've got Khankas, we've got lots of setup in terms of deen. Our children are happy and they are satisfied in terms of their spiritual needs. But the worry and the concern is, if tomorrow they migrate from our community and they go to another community where there's no dini infrastructure, what will happen to their iman and the iman of their children? If our children completed the curriculum from grade 1 to grade 10, we can be happy that inshallah they will be able to preserve the iman, even if they're in the wilderness, and in the wilderness of the Amazon jungle, they will be Muslims because they've got that grounding. But I'm asking that if their child only got 4 to 5 years of madrasa education, will he be able to preserve and protect his own iman, let alone the children, when he goes into a foreign community? I met a man. He said to me, "Molana, my daughter has migrated to Plettenberg. Wonderful place. But," he says, "Molana, I'm worried about the education, the madrasa of my grandchildren." He said, "In Lens, we've got everything, alhamdulillah. But those children are still young. How are they going to preserve the iman?" This is a layman talking to me. And it is at that time I realized how far the maktab is and what an impact it has in a child's life. They would probably find a molana who will teach them for half an hour and 1 hour, and that's about it. I'm asking, what solid grounds will those children have, and what will be the situation of their children? So it is a question of the iman. It is a question of our iman. and our children will move out from our communities, we have to ensure that at the end of the year, when they are leaving, whenever they are migrating, they are leaving with the solid grounding of deen. And that is provided through our maktab system. Brothers, we have become indifferent towards the maktab and towards Islamic education. We have to understand that the success of both the worlds, the success of both the worlds lies on knowing who our Creator is. And that is provided through the maktab system. And I'd like to end off with some reminders here. The plea today is, number one, let us ensure that our children complete the entire curriculum. Because in the senior years, we are teaching about nikah, how to choose a partner, what guidelines have the Prophet given, how to live in a marriage, what are the rights of the husband, what are the rights of the wife, what are the rights of the parents, how is divorce given, if there is a need of talaq, how is talaq issued, on how many occasions we answer queries, Malana, my husband gave me talaq. He gave me 3 talaqs. We were fighting, we were angry, we were not in our normal state. This is a common mistake many people are making. On how many occasions I answered the query, Malana, my wife gave birth or my daughter gave birth, can she go out of the house or not? Or must she stay in the house for 40 days or 4 months? This is ignorance. But the answers are there in the maktab. We are teaching our children how to give ghusl to a dead person. We are teaching our children how to read Salatul Janazah. A child who comes through the maktab system can lead the community from the musalla. That's how much of backing he's got. Subhanallah. So the first plea is, let us ensure that our children complete the entire curriculum. There is this notion that once we make the transition from primary school into high school, our children say the workload is too much and we can't manage, it's becoming too demanding, or dead. Then we say to them, no problem, leave school and continue madrasa. They say, oh, no, I'll go to madrasa. Tell them, no problem. I also agree, the workload is too much. Let's leave school altogether and let's make sure that madrasa is completed. You'll see the child will come. And I'm asking the question today that those of us that completed the curriculum, do we have any regrets? Are we sitting with any regrets today? The only regret we might have is that we could have done better. Let's not give in to the pressures of our children. It's a question, are we going to be firm or not? If we put our foot down and we say you have to finish the madrasa, then there will be no two ways to it. The second thing is, many of us are sending our madrasa, our children, to madrasas that are taught very informally. I'm talking about the private madrasas. I am not against the private madrasas. You can't shut down deen. The work of deen must continue. But the plea I'm making to those people who are running private madrasas at home is, don't chop down on the time, number one. And number two, stick to a standardized way of teaching. I mean, how is it possible that a child that goes for 1 hour to a house madrasa in a class of 25 is able to come out doing Quran, surahs, du'as, history, fiqh, aqaid, everything? How is it possible? Can we do justice? Is it possible to do justice in 1 hour? And the third request is, alhamdulillah, many of us have this dream of seeing our children becoming ulama, of seeing our children becoming huffaz, and in that pursuit, we pull our children out of the maktab. So you find, no, I'm leaving Molana, I'm doing hifz now. What happens is that child leaves maktab madrasa at class 5, he goes to the hifz class, he does hifz for a month or two, and then he realizes, hey, this is not for me. He loses out on the hifz side, and he loses out on the maktab side. And so the child is unbaked. And those of us who are running hifz classes, it's also important that we incorporate in our hifz classes fiqh, history, and seerah, and other subjects somewhere along the line, so that we can cover this shortfall for those people who did not complete the maktab system. Brothers, in short, the maktab system has been devised to protect and preserve the iman of this generation and the generation to come. And as I said in my introduction, that today we are sitting in the house of Allah as Muslims. We are able to recite Quran. We are able to read other literature of Islam. We are able to perform salah, and we are able to do many Islamic activities because of the efforts of our forefathers and the forebears. May Allah reward them and grant them the highest stage in Jannah, inshaAllah. Say Ameen. So brothers, there's a responsibility on our shoulders. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.